Government reform groups say limits are needed on campaign contributions to county political committees. The committee's collection and distribution of money factor into a growing criminal case against New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's administration and upstate Senate races in 2014. Karen DeWitt reports.
A memo from the chief enforcement officer at the State Board of Elections, first leaked to the Daily News, accuses the mayor's staff of improperly supervising a plan to help more Senate Democrats win office that skirted campaign contribution limits. According to investigator Risa Sugarman, de Blasio aides solicited large campaign contributions from unions and real estate developers, among others. The donations were made to county party committees, including in Putnam and Ulster counties in the Hudson Valley, where as much as over $100,000 can be donated by a single entity. The money was then transferred from the party committees to individual Senate campaign accounts. The limit for a contribution to a Senate candidate is closer to $10,000. Sugarman, in the memo, said that amounts to violating the contribution limits for the Senate races. Mayor de Blasio's counsel confirmed that his office has received subpoenas in the case. Susan Lerner with Common Cause is not commenting on whether anything illegal actually occurred. She says she doesn't know all the facts, but she says transfers of funds between varying political accounts is common and it needs to be fixed.
It seems to be a shell game, back and forth. It's very difficult to follow the money when there are virtually limitless transfers between different committees at different levels.
Lerner says dramatically lowering contribution limits for party county committees would effectively curb the funneling of money to skirt the donation limits. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.